The horse fairs are often at a horse fair you'd see a newly married couple or a mother whose daughter's just about to get married because the mother has saved up or the family has saved up to buy the mother, the daughter, whatever she may need for her new. She might even be looking to buy a trailer for her. And obviously people who've got a good trailer for sale would take it to one of the horse fairs or a wagon or horses, you know. They save up from year to year. They might want an in particular piece of Crown Derby or something, so they will save up all year, possibly 2 years, to achieve what they want. It's a good place for them to meet up with family they haven't seen for a long time, or children that they haven't seen since they've been born, you know. But at the horse fairs, you'll also find a whole load of handcrafted stuff. And it's a one place to go if you want to buy a good cast iron pot, you know, or maybe a good harness for a horse, a harness for a Staffordshire Terrier. They're all handmade and hand-produced, and it's something that's a family tradition that's gone on for forever. You know, you may want to buy a certain dog, a lurcher, a Jack Russell. You know, you'll find it at the horse fair, and you'll know who you're buying it off and how good of a dog it is, and it isn't interbred, or you'll know the history of a horse you're going to buy. You'll know where it's come from, the full history, and you'll know who you're buying it off and who to go back to if there's a problem, which is much more better than going buying from some stranger who's going to be gone tomorrow.
And then just the last thing then that we're going to finish on is an opportunity, the first, to celebrate Irish traveller culture.
Often at the horse fairs, it could be any horse fair, not necessarily just Irish, English as well, because travellers are travellers no matter where they come from, and basically they all have the same kind of like culture and tradition, including a lot of the Roma as well. It's a celebration, it's where they get together, they haven't seen one another since such a one got married or whatever. And, you know, overnight time they might go to the pub for a few drinks, but then you can be guaranteed they'll be sitting around the campfire, singing a few songs with a pot boiling in the middle, and maybe a few fresh fish that they've just caught or something like that. It's a celebration. And it's looked forward to year after year after year. And sometimes, you know, maybe because of family responsibilities or financial responsibilities, they can't make it every year, and they might not see one another for 2 or 3 years or whatever, but when they do get together, it's a really good get-together.